If you or someone you care about has been arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, you may be unsure what the police believe you have done, what evidence they have, and whether you will be allowed to return home. This article will explain what this offense involves, what happens after arrest, how bail decisions are made, and what you can realistically expect. It will also outline practical steps you can take to strengthen your position and how specialist legal advice can make a difference. What is conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? Conspiracy to pervert the course of justice is a serious common law offense. It involves an agreement between two or more people to engage in conduct that is intended to interfere with the administration of justice. Perverting the course of justice is a common law offense, meaning it has evolved over time in the courts rather than being governed by legislation, and conspiracy rules are set out in the Criminal Law Act 1977. Importantly, the conduct does not have to succeed. Instead, the offense focuses on the agreement and the intention behind it. Examples include agreeing to lie to the police, arranging for someone to take the blame for an offense they did not commit, interfering with witnesses, destroying or hiding evidence, or creating false documents to mislead investigators. Cases are usually dealt with in the Crown Court. The allegation often arises alongside other offenses, such as fraud, drug offenses, or serious violence, where the prosecution say that steps were taken to derail an investigation. What happens after an arrest for conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? After arrest, you will be taken to a police station and held in custody while officers investigate. You have the right to free and independent legal advice. It is important to use that right. You may be interviewed under caution. The police will question you about the alleged agreement and the steps you are said to have taken. In conspiracy cases, investigators often rely on phone evidence, messages, financial records, and witness statements. Interviews can therefore be detailed and evidence-led. Once the police have gathered what they consider sufficient information at that stage, they must decide whether to release you without charge, release you under investigation, grant you police bail, or charge you and send your case to court. If charged, you may be kept in custody to appear before the next available magistrate's court, which will then decide whether you should be granted court bail. Given the nature of this offense, it is not uncommon for the police to argue that releasing a suspect too quickly could risk interference with witnesses or destruction of digital evidence. That argument is often central to the early bail decision. What is the difference between bail and being released under investigation? If you are released on bail, you are allowed to leave custody subject to conditions, and you must return to the police station or attend court on a specified date. Bail may be granted by the police before charge or by a court after charge. Release under investigation means you are released without bail conditions and without a set return date while inquiries continue. You remain under investigation and can be contacted or arrested again if necessary. In cases involving conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, police sometimes favor bail over release under investigation so that conditions can be imposed. Those conditions are often designed to protect evidence, prevent contact with co-suspects, or safeguard witnesses. The practical difference for you is important. Bail can restrict who you speak to and where you go. Release under investigation gives more freedom, but the uncertainty can last for many months. Can I get bail for conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? There is a general right to bail in England and Wales, but it is not absolute. The police or the court can refuse bail if there are substantial grounds for believing you would fail to attend court, commit further offenses, or interfere with witnesses, or obstruct the course of justice. In allegations of conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, the concern about interference is often front and center. The prosecution may argue that, because the allegation itself involves attempting to undermine the justice process, there is a heightened risk that similar conduct could continue if you are released. However, bail is frequently granted in these cases, particularly where suitable conditions can address the identified risks. Each decision is fact-specific. Your personal circumstances, the strength of the evidence, and whether the alleged conduct is said to be ongoing will all influence the outcome. If bail is refused by the magistrate's court, it is sometimes possible to make a further application to the Crown Court. Timing and preparation are important in those situations. What bail conditions might I face for conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? Bail conditions are tailored to the risks the police or court believe exist. For this type of allegation, conditions often focus on preventing communication and preserving evidence. No contact, direct or indirect, with named co-defendants or witnesses. Restrictions on entering certain addresses or areas. Requirements to surrender your passport to reduce flight risk. Curfew conditions, sometimes with electronic monitoring. Limits on using certain communication devices or social media platforms. A requirement to reside at a specified address. In more complex cases involving digital evidence, there may be specific restrictions relating to computers or business activities. The court must ensure that any conditions imposed are necessary and proportionate. They should not be more restrictive than required to manage the identified risk. Breach of bail conditions is a criminal matter and can result in arrest and reconsideration of your bail status. It is therefore essential to understand exactly what is required of you. What factors do police and COURTS consider when deciding bail for conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? When deciding on bail, the police and courts apply statutory criteria and established principles. They do not make a decision based solely on the label of the offense. They will assess the seriousness of the allegation and the apparent strength of the evidence. If there is strong evidence of a coordinated plan to mislead investigators, that may weigh against bail. However, weak or disputed evidence may reduce perceived risk. Your previous record is also relevant. A history of failing to attend court or breaching bail will carry weight. A clean record and a stable lifestyle can work in your favor. They will examine your ties to the community, including employment, family responsibilities, and fixed accommodation. Strong roots can reduce concerns about absconding. Crucially, they will consider whether there is a real risk that you might interfere with witnesses or otherwise obstruct the investigation. In conspiracy to pervert the course of justice cases, this factor is often decisive. The court will look at whether any alleged co-conspirators are still under investigation and whether evidence gathering is ongoing. What can I do to improve my chances of being granted bail? You cannot control every aspect of the decision, but you can take constructive steps. Early preparation and careful presentation of your circumstances can make a practical difference. Providing clear information about your address, employment, and family commitments helps demonstrate stability. If appropriate, a proposed surety, someone willing to promise money to secure your attendance, may strengthen your application. You should also show a willingness to comply with reasonable conditions. Courts are more likely to grant bail where risks can be effectively managed. Ensure you have a confirmed address where you can reside. Gather evidence of employment or lawful income. Identify any individuals prepared to act as surety. Avoid contact with potential witnesses or co-suspects. Comply fully with police instructions before the hearing. Most importantly, seek legal advice immediately. A poorly prepared bail application can make later applications more difficult. How can a solicitor help me secure bail for conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? A solicitor experienced in serious criminal allegations will focus on the specific concerns raised by the prosecution and address them directly. Rather than making broad claims, they will analyze the evidence and identify weaknesses in the argument that you present a risk. Your solicitor can propose tailored bail conditions designed to reduce perceived dangers, such as structured non-contact arrangements or restrictions that protect digital evidence. Presenting a realistic package of safeguards often reassures the court. If bail has already been refused, Your solicitor can advise whether there are grounds for a fresh application or an appeal to the Crown Court. They will also ensure that any conditions imposed are clearly defined and workable. Frequently asked question: how long can I be held in custody before being charged? Up to 24 hours initially, extendable to 36 hours by a senior officer, and up to 96 hours with magistrate's authorization. After this, you must be charged, bilayed, or released. What is the maximum sentence for conspiracy to pervert the course of justice? There's no statutory maximum since it's a common law offense, so sentences can theoretically reach life imprisonment. In practice, length depends heavily on the seriousness and organization of the conduct involved. Will I definitely go to prison if convicted? No, sentencing depends on the seriousness of the offense, your level of involvement, and any mitigating factors. Non-custodial outcomes are possible, especially with an early guilty plea and strong mitigation. Can the charges be dropped before trial? Yes, the CPS applies the full code test, dropping charges if there's no realistic prospect of conviction or prosecution isn't in the public interest. New evidence can also lead to discontinuance. Do I need a solicitor for a voluntary interview, not an arrest? Yes, you're entitled to free legal advice whether arrested or attending voluntarily. Anything said in a voluntary interview under caution can be used as evidence, so a solicitor should be present. What's the difference between perverting the course of justice and conspiracy to pervert it? Perverting the course of justice can be committed alone. Conspiracy requires an agreement between two or more people. The agreement itself is the offense, even if the plan was never carried out. Where to get more help? Decisions about bail can significantly affect your home life, employment, and ability to prepare your defense. So taking early, discreet advice can help you approach the process in a structured and informed way. Experienced criminal defense solicitors, like those you'll find at Stuart Miller Solicitors, can assess your individual circumstances, advise on realistic prospects, and represent you robustly at the police station and in court. Contact the team today to book your free consultation about next steps.